Well, I met her on a Sunday.
Whoa.
I got a crush on her on Monday.
Whoa.
We played softball on Tuesday. And traded stories about our therapists on Wednesday.
Whoa.
I moved in with her on Thursday.
Whoa.
But I felt like she was really distancing herself from me on Friday.
Whoa.
And by Saturday, there was all of this, you know, passive-aggressive hostility stuff going on. And frankly, at that point, I felt like my needs really weren't being addressed anymore.
So I said, bye-bye, baby.
Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Du. Whoa.
Well, I saw her dancing on Sunday.
Whoa.
I fumed about it all day Monday.
Whoa.
Wouldn't you know it? We had to play softball again on Tuesday.
Whoa.
But I was over it. I mean, it talk wasn't a big deal. My therapist said I was making a lot of really good progress about it.
I was over her on Wednesday. I bought a self-help book on Thursday.
Whoa.
I dated the bookstore clerk on Friday.
Whoa.
My self-esteem was back on Saturday.
Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Durande, rande, 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 mama. Du. Whoa.
This is J.D. Doyle, and you're back with part two of Lesbians on Cassette, my special queer music heritage show on the releases of lesbian artists that were not on vinyl or CD. And I just love the group that did the opening song. That was Rhythm Method. They are out of Colorado, and I really wish they would have released more albums than the two they did in the mid-90s. Their 1994 tape was just called Rhythm Method and featured great a cappella work. Of course, the song you just heard was the Shirelles classic I Met Him on a Sunday, after Rhythm Method did their humorous lesbian rewrite of the lyrics on it. Here's another song from that album, their take on Ma Rainey's Prove It On Me Blues.
They say I died, but nobody caught me. Show God to prove it on me. Went out last night, had a great big fight. Everything seemed to go wrong. When I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Now where she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks say I'm crooked, don't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I died, but nobody caught me. Show God to prove it on me. They say I died, but nobody caught me. Show God to prove it on me. Went up last night with a crowd of my friends. They must have been women, 'cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear a collar and a tie. I like to watch the women as they pass by. They say I died, but nobody called me. you show God approve it on me. Yeah, you show God approve it on me.
No, that wasn't Rhythm Method on that second song. It was by the Therapy Sisters from their 1989 release, Multiple Personalities. They are Maureen McLean and Lisa Rogers, and they are out of Austin and have been making wonderful music for over 20 years. That song was perhaps not typical of most of their work, as they've also many terrific songs with humorous and political edges to them. These next two songs do have humor to them and are by Monica Grant from her 1989 tape, Harbor Girl. You'll like these.
The postwoman came. She left a note. I could tell what it was by the embossed envelope. With trembling hands, I read that card, whose words would soon break my heart. It said, Daryl and Wanda C. Chippendale are pleased to announce their daughter's marriage to a white heterosexual male. Saturday at noon at St. Calvin Klein. P.S. Don't show up or your ass is mine. Signed, Wanda. This is like a nightmare. I can't believe that my best girl's getting married today. Got to get to the church right away. Come on, goddess. Be my friend, don't ever let me fall in love again. I parked the Harley and I ran in to see if I could find that bride-to-be. I felt real awkward, just my luck. Maybe I shouldn't have worn this crotchless tux. Time was ticking, so I signed the guest list. I put my pit bull on the table marked gifts. And in the church, her mother caught my eye. Thank God, cause just then the church bells chimed and my best girl's getting married today to some guy who's her fiancé. Come on, goddess, be my friend. Don't ever let me fall in love again. The music played in grandiose style. Soon my girl was walking down the aisle. The crowd loved her. She was a hit, they said. Look at her hair. Look at her tits. There must be something I can do to keep her from seeing this through. I tried to yell, but then I choked, cause both her brothers had me by the throat. And my best girl's getting married today. Her old man's gonna give her away. Come on, goddess, be eyes grew wide. I said, hey, baby, do you remember this? I grabbed her heart and I kissed her lips. They made their way to the limousine. Oh, God, I saw my life ending right before me. I thought, I'll be mature and just let her go. But they ran out of rice, so I had to throw those stones. My best girl's getting married today. Somebody's gonna have hell to pay. Oh, my goddess, be my friend. Don't ever let me fall in love again. I pranked my Harley and cut up to her car. Get out, I pleaded. Don't live this farce. She got out and said, you know, you're right. And pushed me off and took off with my mind. Her husband and me drove back to that reception place. It's kind of sad seeing him feeding himself, Kate. But for the most part, I had a pretty good time. I drank and danced with her mother most of the night.
Best girl got married today. Now nothing's gonna be the same. Oh my goddess, be my friend. Don't ever let me fall in love again. Best girl, she's my best girl. Hi, 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 best girl. She's my best girl.
Family's kind of like that. They did teach me some important life lessons. One lesson they did not teach me, and I have paid for it dearly, as many of you know, is that they never taught me the importance of having a good coming out story. I learned the hard way. I was at Amelia's. This gorgeous woman came up to me, started a conversation. The conversation turned to, are you out to your friends, your family, etc. And I started to tell her this lame story, after which she said, you know, you are really a boring person, and got up and walked away. So I said, okay, if you don't have a good coming out story, you make one up. So the next time I was at Amelia's, I was ready. Another gorgeous woman came up to me. It was a good year at Amelia's. Started a conversation. The conversation turned to, are you out to your friends, your family, etc.? And I whipped out my guitar, which was laying by the bar. And I started to tell her my story. And a hush fell over the crowd. I didn't know if it was because of me or because Tina Turner was on the big screen. But it didn't matter. Woman, let me share with you my tale of great woe. It is gruesome, and I've never shared it with a living soul. Can I trust you? Something drew me to you when I walked into this place. Something about you, you have an honest face. I'll have a moose head. Started one day when my shrink put me to the test. He said that storm inside is brewing. Better get things off your chest. Go tell your mother. One more thing that Doc said. Let me leave you some advice. This could be traumatic for her. Be sensitive and kind. I called United. Darling, she said, it's so good to have you home again. I said, I thought so too. Can we talk? A look of dread. I turned off all my children. Mom, there's something I have been hiding for years. It's not your fault. I mean, oh, screw it, Mom. I'm queer. What's for dinner? Oh, I think. Oh. She made a noose from knitting yarn, said she'd take her own life. I said, Mom, it's not your fault. Her eyes fell on that knife we used on turkeys. Swinging that big knife, she headed straight for me, and with one big swoop, cut my leg off at the knee. She was pissed off. Oy vey. Trying to think fast, I thought guilt might break her spell. I said, well, maybe it is your fault. She cut the other leg off as well. Don't ask to see him. Her rage was uncontrollable. It was time for me to fight. I said, all right, old lady, you don't mess around with a dyke. I punched her lights out. Make my day. So that's my tale. I hope I haven't been a bother. I could use your friendship and support. You see, I'm thinking about telling my
Monica Grant, and helping her out on that album was Teresa Chandler. Chandler, the year before, in 1993, had released, with comedian Karen Ripley, their own very out lesbian album. Are you ready for the title? It was called I Survived a Femme. Here are two of my favorites from it.
And a confident air. She laughs with her head flung way back. She runs her hands through her hair. Well, I see her out walking or standing there talking in her boots and her faded blue jeans. And I don't know about you, but she's the best thing that I've ever seen. He is for darling, I love you. You be mine. Why is you are driving me out of my mind? K is for kiss me, never forget me. I'll go to the end of the line. B is I'd love every one of you if I had time.
There's something a little the way she catches my eye. And that turns my head, so I stop and I watch her go by. There's blondes and brunettes and redheads, you bet, from Zimbabwe to Tennessee. Yeah, she's everywhere and she's anything she wants to be.
For 17 years she's been there. And Kathy is a count. need to follow her away. Ain't no reason to give me the evil eye. I may be looking at hers, but I'm squeezing yours. Honey, don't you worry about a thing. I may be looking at hers, but I'm squeezing yours. Honey, I still wear your wedding ring.
Darling, you know me. You know I don't like to make a scene.
Don't be looking at it.
Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley from I Survived a Femme, singing D-Y-K-E and Squeezin' Yours. On part one of this show, you heard a song by Melinda DeMayo, and I wanted to play this next one also on that part, but you can only put so much into a 58-minute show. I've no time constraints here, so the other song I wanted to share with you is called Remember Stonewall.
Back in 1969, I was a prepubescent child of nine. As I lie in my bed, not worrying my head, there were folks out fighting for me. And in the dark of the night, hung a fully rounded Garland was buried that very afternoon. And on Christopher Street, in a place they all would meet, then a movement started rising. And no, I was not there, but I will always remember Stonewall, my people fighting night in sacrifice and struggle for a future generation. I was not there, but I remember Stonewall. New York City Vice busted in a routine raid of the Stonewall Inn. But tonight, the score would be different. Dykes and fags fighting strong against the long arm of the law. They were bound and determined to take no
safely love me. And no, I was not there, but I will always remember Stonewall, my people fighting through the night in sacrifice and struggle for a future generation. I was not there, but I remember Stonewall. They were fighting through the night. They were fighting for their rights. They were fighting for us. They were fighting for our lives. On June 28th, back in 1969, I was a previous torch to carry on from my sisters and brothers before me. And no, I was not there, but I will always remember Stonewall, my people fighting through the night in sacrifice and struggle for a future generation. Was not there, but I remember Stonewall. Oh, I was not there, but I remember Stonewall.
Ooh. Melinda DeMaio from her cassette Dyke Dramas. And backing her up on guitar and vocals was an artist named Zana. She had a number of releases on her own, and I love her voice. Sadly, she died in 2003, and I was fortunate that I got to know her a little in the years just preceding her death. You can find a tribute to her on my website. Here's the title track from her 1998 release, Loving Her.
Blue eyes like the ocean, face I won't forget, a smile that spread like sunshine over everyone she met. She had arms you could come home to, lips that kept you there, a laugh that made the angels sigh, so beautiful and rare. And I was busy loving her. I guess I didn't pay attention. I didn't know that what I felt had a name you couldn't mention. It just seemed so right to me. I guess it did not occur that anyone could find it wrong. I was loving her. We were only children. The words they put between us. Sometimes they would shout them, or sometimes whisper in her ear. Words like shame repeated, so that's all that she could hear. Loving her, I guess I didn't pay attention. I didn't know that what I felt had a name
it's close. And I cannot help thinking of the different paths they chose. If she had gone my way, would she still be mine? Would we have been strong enough to live outside those lines? But I was busy loving her. I guess I didn't pay attention. I didn't know that what I felt had a name you couldn't mention. It just seemed so right to me. I guess it did not occur that anyone could find it wrong when I was loving her. How could anybody find it wrong when I was just loving her?
Strutting like
Following Zana was a band called Swing Shift, and they put out a 4-song demo in the early 80s. Among the members were women that were also part of other historic women's groups. Bonnie Lockhart was in the Berkeley Women's Music Collective, and Susan Coulson was in a band called Baba Yaga. The song you heard, Too Cool to Be True, also appeared in a different version on the Baba Yaga album in 1978. Time for some local Houston women's music. Around 1990, there was a group of about 45 women called Heart Song. I'm told they were, for the vast majority, lesbian, though they were not publicly open about this. It was just kind of understood, and the reluctance to be openly lesbian was just kind of a sign of those times. They released a tape in 1990 called Heart Stories, A Voice for Unity. And I think it's interesting that, according to the label, it was recorded at their third annual solo concert at the Episcopal High School Underwood Theater. I'll let you hear them introduce their version of the Chris Williamson song, Sister.
Let me tell you a little story about when Heart Song was a small group, about 12 people. And they were meeting in members' homes, and they first attempted the song, Sister. They were at Claire's house, and during rehearsal, her housemate had to retreat into her room and close the door. Afterwards, she begged the group not to ruin one of her favorite songs. From that inauspicious beginning, we continued to put our hearts into this meaningful, woman-affirming song. And when we performed for the Women in AIDS Conference in Galveston in 1988, an entire auditorium of mostly women healthcare workers responded with their hearts and their tears. It is the song we use to comfort and support our own members when we need a sister to lean on and to help us heal.
And I will be the one. shaking. Look for my car, I will go through a desert for you. My thoughts are flying to where you are, go through a desert for you. At any elegant store, tonight I'll be with you and warm. Oh, to lie in the circle of your arms, I will go through a desert for you. And for me, I'll go through a desert for you.
Very nice. I followed one Chris Williamson cover song with another, and of course the song was Shooting Star. It was done this time by a rock band out of Maryland called Lifeline, led by Gene McKee, who's been in a number of bands over the years. Lifeline lasted from about 1982 through 1991, and I've got their 1983 cassette called We Have Seen the Future. This next artist is an author of lesbian erotica and mysteries. But back in 1991, she released a tape with the irresistible title of Sex for Breakfast. Her name is Anne Seal, and I can't resist playing for you three tracks from it. They're all short, with humor and social commentary, starting with Your Women's Bookstore.
Hang around your local women's bookstore if you want to meet some women who have class. They're the lazy literati. Some are nice and some are naughty, but in the brains department there are none who can surpass those women at your local women's bookstore. Fat and thin and yellow, white and brown. If you're in pursuit of a woman who's acute, you'll find her at the bookstore in your town. Don't miss the action at the bookstore. Check out those fine editions on display. And while you do your browsing, someone quite arousing may pop up in anthologies and steal your heart away. You say you're just not into clubs and parties, and the women at the bar cause you to frown. Then hang around the bookstore, your stop and take a look store. Come hang around the bookstore in your town. Come hang around the bookstore, that cozy little nook store. Come hang around the bookstore in your town. I often take my mind on a feminist world tour by purchasing and reading lots of women's literature. It keeps me up to date. Still, I find a bit absurd the way they all can't spell one short and simple little word. Can you tell me how to spell women? It's bewildering as hell, women. I've seen it spelled with Y's. I've seen it full of I's. I've seen it changed around so much I did not recognize women. Is it O or I or E in women? If we only could agree, I'm a liberated female and I want to see us grow. But exactly how to spell us, I don't know. Is it O or I or E? Once I saw it with a B. If we can't even spell us, who will take us seriously, women? It's the M-E-N, I guess, in women that is causing all the stress. And so since D-R stands for doctor and M-S, Ms., you know, I suggest we just spell women, W-O.
Also heard by Anne Seal, Women, 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 with three different spellings of the word, and Lesbian Cemetery. Are you ready for some Sunday gutta meetin' music? Then step up to hear Gwen Avery. She's a wonderful and way underappreciated artist. She's been singing for over 30 years and sadly has only one CD to show for it, the excellent Sugar Mama from 2000, which won her the Out Music Award for New Recording. She did have one other very limited recording produced by June Millington around 1999 called Gwen Avery Live at IMA. IMA is the Institute of Musical Arts, and Millington and her partner Ann Hackler founded it in 1986 with a mission to support women in music. The Gwen Avery cassette got very limited release, a pity since it includes a smokin' 17-minute live version of Avery's most known song, Sugar Mama. Well, I can't fit a 17-minute song on this show, but I think you'll enjoy hearing her take on the gospel standard, "I'm Gonna Live the Life I Sing About."
I'm gonna live the life that I sing about, yeah, in my song. I'm gonna stand up for what I believe in all day long. You can talk about me, mess as you please, but the more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knees, just live the life that I sing about.
Avery from Live at IMA. This next song by Laura Berkson, called Marie, tells the true story of two girls from Salinas, California, who fought their school's policy and won the court-ordered right to attend their school's senior prom together as a couple. The lyrics go, "Waltz her around the floor, Marie. You're dancing for all that you believe. Although your intentions have raised a few questions, the answers can set us all free. So waltz her around the floor, Marie."
She stands in a room, she looks in the mirror and tries the gown on. she picked out for the senior prom. But there won't be a boy on her arm taking her out to dance. Her ticket is one in a million, and she's taking the chance. Set us all free. So waltz around the floor. Oh, Marie. Two young women companions took their case from the Salinas High School to court. Tickets for couples, and as far as I can see, a couple's two people, and we don't check ID. So go on to your dance and let the school deal with me. Take her on out, Marie. Oh, waltz her around the hall, Marie.
From Laura Berkson's 1989 recording. In Houston around 1995, there was an obscure band called the Black Dresses, made up of six members, of which Diane Ray and Kathy Johnson were the lesbian contingent. Diane was also in an earlier Texas group called the My Dolls, which achieved some degree of success, lasting from 1978 through around 1986. I've got the 1995 five-song cassette by the Black Dresses, called Black Dresses, and here's their song, Stan's Christmas.
There was a man whose name was Stan. He lived by the side of the road. When I drive by,
on Sunday. I ask, how is it going?
Following Black Dresses was a favorite of mine, Katie Curtis, and the song Change Your Mind. That was from her 1989 cassette, Dandelion, and it's the only one of Katie's 10 albums not to make it to CD, though the wonderful title track, Dandelion, has resurfaced on Katie's Acoustic Valentine album. This is J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage and the middle part of this three-part show. I'm ending this part with a song that has an anthemic feel to it, and I think that was intentional. In 1989, Lori Wesley released her second cassette called Tidal Waves. It only included three songs, but of course, with its title, this one caught my eye immediately. Lori Wesley and I Am Gay.
Thank you.
strength.